This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You do. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Independence Week is being celebrated by all of us. I don't like to just make it a day. Jay Kirshner is here with me, as she usually is, welcoming in the day for some. A lot of people listen around the clock to this program. GoodDayShow.com is where you can find that. And a welcome in to those who are listening to radio stations and they're not hearing a familiar voice. That would be, well, some of you, I think the folks down in Pennsylvania, as I pointed out earlier, have heard me in this program over the years. We welcome in this week 1240 WRTA with 98.5 on the other side. In Altoona, Pennsylvania, on the AM side, State College, Pennsylvania, WRCH, WRS. Wait a minute, do that again, Doug. How about we give them the right call letters? WRSC, Radio State College, 95.3. Oh. How about them apples? There's an airport. I remember going to the radio station there. I remember it's a great college town. Have you ever been to State College? Wonderful. The two things I remember about Altoona and State College. Altoona was a stop on the train from New York actually ran all the way to the Pennsylvania Railroad, went out to St. Louis and down into Texas, I think. We used to take the train from Boston and then get on. We changed trains. The New Haven train brought us into New York, and then we got on to Pennsylvania, and we went to see my grandparents and got off in Effingham, Illinois. I remember going by that railroad station a couple of years ago. It's all abandoned now, nothing there. But I remember, you know, my grandfather would meet me there, meet us all there. And in the middle of the night, at one point, my mother thought we were old enough to go by ourselves. Mm-hmm. So my two sisters, my oldest sister, Linda, and my younger sister, Nancy, and me, we all got on the train together. And my oldest sister, I think Linda was 15 at the time. And my mother wasn't well, so she wanted us to see, and we wanted to go see our grandparents. A great trip. So I would drive my sisters crazy by getting, at every stop, I'd get off the train. And I would walk around, and I wouldn't get back on the train until it started to move. And I was like 9 years old or something like that at the time. And so I remember vividly getting off in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And I can remember the state's probably not anything like what it was then, but it was really kind of a cool thing. And then my State College stories, having been on the radio there, we did a personal appearance. I think it was me and Charlotte. I flew into that little airport in State College and went. There was a wonderful restaurant on the second floor. I wish somebody that was listening now in State College would remind me the name of this restaurant. Second floor of a building. I hope it's still there because it was marvelous. I can't remember the name of it, but it was on the main street in State College, Pennsylvania. Great college towns, anyway. So those are some of the memories. And today and this week, good time for you to share memories. This is a time when a lot of people, most folks, take some time off. And during, we don't, but then that's just kind of me. I think I'm going to have Jay take some time off because she needs to take care of that little annoyance in the lungs that she has. Right, yeah. So I'll get Jennifer to spend some time with us. Jennifer Horn, who's been associated with this program for 17, 18 years. There's a lot of tradition here. And although I think we do, if I do say so myself, a fabulous job of keeping up with what's going on, there are times when I feel like it's more comfortable to reflect, to go back on to some of the, if you will, the good old days and things that do not necessarily live on forever, and maybe they shouldn't. But the tradition of what goes on during the week that we have celebrated our independence is an important thing. It's one of the, I think we have too many holidays in America, but I think there are three or four, and you and I have gone through them. Certainly Christmas and New Year's, Memorial Day, perhaps with Veterans Day. I think that certainly the 4th Memorial Day has also a special connotation for me. But at any rate, there are other times when we can take a deep breath. But this is the time when we really take a deep breath and enjoy the weather. And even though it's hot, it's not as happy, thankful. It's not raining as much where I am. It's not as hot as it was down in the south and the southeast. But it still is, it's summertime. And summertime is when the living is easy. I'm going to make it easy right now for you to win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. You ready? How about this? Pay attention. This is an important step in your declaring your freedom. I want to go to Las Vegas, and I don't want to pay. Okay, we don't have to. 2 free nights. Right now, I have you covered. Exactly. 541 Travels has made this possible. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. 800-419-DOUG is the number. 800-419-3684. Yep, you heard me correctly. One of the first 10 callers in this particular instance. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. Pretty simple. It's not even a contest, right? You're one of the first 10 callers.
Mm-hmm.
You're all set. No questions asked. Yep, it's a giveaway. 2 nights you win in Las Vegas. No purchase necessary. 800-419-3684. That's 800-419-D-O-U-G. Doug. All right, so what are we doing here in the good news department? The Iberian Peninsula. Unique opportunity, speaking of trips, to go over and witness what they're doing to promote green energy. Two nations taking advantage of this, right? Portugal and Spain. Spain generates half of its power from renewable sources. Portugal is set to hit 100%. How do they do this? This is a great lesson. Portugal set out 9 or 10 years ago to make March of this year, when they would be free of having to use fossil fuels, and they've gotten there. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they've generated 103% of their monthly energy consumption using all renewable sources.
Yeah, this solar, wind.
Yeah,
water.
Water. That's something we are out to lunch when it comes to that.
Well, but it seems like that was so with the I'm thinking what they're called, not the windmills, the water ones that
water,
the stream would
turbines.
Go through and get, yeah. And they would just like this big wooden wheel would turn and it would create electricity,
yeah.
And it seems like it's so olden day. Why is it not such a mainstay today? It's like the work was already done. Just make it better so that it's functioning, and look at what Spain and Portugal are now doing. They're like, hey, we got this.
Well, one of the things about that history, I come from an area of the country where history abounds because it was this part of the country. The first shots were fired, Lexington and Concord, about 10, 12 miles from where I live in a town called Framingham. And we go over there all the time. When people come to town and they're tourists, they all want. I didn't ever go there as a kid. I took a date there one night, and we walked around. It was peaceful and quiet. And I don't know. This is probably 40 or so years ago, maybe longer than that. But it used to be. It was kind of like Stonehenge in England. You could just walk around before people started doing stupid stuff, and they had to, secure the place at night. But anyway, so the reason I bring it up is because Pepperidge Farm, the bread outfit, used to grind all of their flour at the old grist mill, which was part of the Wayside Inn complex, still is, as a matter of fact. And the reason that it's Longfellow's Wayside Inn. It was halfway between Boston and Worcester on the old Boston Post Road, and it was part of the scenery. When the fighting started in April of 1774, the shots heard around the world from Lexington and Concord, and the soldiers walked right by this inn. It wasn't really an inn; it was just a little house then. halfway between Boston and Worcester, and is now a big old inn called Longfellow's Wayside. It was restored by Henry Ford, who bought thousands of acres of land around here. He actually wanted to build a car plant, and people wouldn't let him. But he was able to restore a lot of American history in this and that. So I'm sort of, that's a side story to the renewable energy thing. But I tell you the story because the Pepperidge Farm grist mill was powered and still is by the water that comes through. There's a stream there, and that's what powers it. You have great pictures. But if you go up and down the East Coast, especially the mill towns in the Northeast, they were always built on a river, and they got all their electricity out of the water and the water wheels. So why don't we do that anymore? That's what they're teaching us in Spain and Portugal.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, the big five economies in Europe include Spain, and they are now generating more than half of their electricity from these renewable sources. And I think that that is something we easily could do if we wanted to do. And I'm not necessarily, I'm not on the same bandwagon of global destruction if we don't take care of the climate problem, because the climate problem isn't something that we can all agree on. It isn't all caused by the same things. However, if you want to have clean air, solar power, wind power, hydroelectric power, even nuclear power. I always get criticized when I say that I think this is, it's clean except for what you generate in terms of the stuff that's left after you've used the nuclear energy. Then what do you do with that stuff? That's the problem. But a lot of countries in Europe are going down that road. And anyway, so the weather in Europe has been balmy compared to last year at this time, when there was, the country was roasting under drought, a lot of fires, the heat wave, and that sort of thing. So do you know where it's like that right now? Instead of it being in Europe, it's in China. China has set a record for hot days the past few months. Highest number of hot days since records began, actually, according to authorities there. The country is confronting another scorcher. Four heat waves so far taking place in China. So let's hope that doesn't blow over in our direction. Thank you very much. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer. Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Before you put a large payload in your electric Ford Lightning bed, you've got to know that that load is going to affect your range. I was shocked when I asked AAA's Austin Shivers just how much the range is affected.
I was slightly surprised by the total impact. It was 24.5% reduction, which is significant. But even besides that, of course, the EPA cycles, there's a city and a highway, just like on your window sticker when you buy a car, it has your city and highway fuel economy. On the highway, it's all even further reductions because EVs get less economy on the highway. So we started at 278 is what we found combined range unloaded. With the load, that came down to 210 miles. And in the case of highway driving with the load, it went all the way down to 180 miles. Most consumers, you might not be hauling that significant of a weight that far, but you know, maybe you're moving and you put a bunch of furniture and you're going to drive, you know, a state away. Well, then it becomes a concern.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with carpro.com. Let's listen.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to carpro.com to meet your carpro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
Carpro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
Carpro.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, James Collins at the main studio in Dallas. Jay is in Cleveland, Doug is outside of Boston, and we're celebrating Independence Week here. I've asked for you to tell us on our social media, which is Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. You can find the connection by going to the website gooddayshow.com. Although I keep being told over and over again that it's social media that's important. Don't worry about the website. I'd like to have all of those things, I think, wrapped together. Don't you find having that information?
Yeah, be everywhere all at once. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Okay. So I've asked you what unites us. I also have asked you what your favorite patriotic song is. And Yvonne says, my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. She said she sang that song in the 50s. So did I. That's how I remember it. Yvonne, it may be that long since I've had the ability to sing. You know that song, Jay? My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land.
I do. And I don't think I know the words past the liberty part.
I don't think I remember them either. Let freedom ring. I think I remember that. Tisha says the 8th of November. Okay, so I just said to Jay, what the heck is that?
It's a big and rich song. It's about a soldier leaving home, going to fight, and on the 8th of November is when they were attacked, and a lot of his fellow soldiers were taken away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Big and rich, yeah. Got that. Terry says America the Beautiful, her favorite. Jeffrey said Lee Greenwell, he's got two, so it's sort of a tie with Jeffrey Goad, G-O-A-D is the last name. He says American Pie, Don McLean, McLean actually is how he pronounced his name, Canadian, even though he sang American Pie, bye, you know that song.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lee Greenwood had a great version of God Bless the USA, which I think we played.
Oh, yes.
Right, a little bit earlier. Let's see. Excuse me. Yep. They are both great songs, for sure. Russell Lycan says the Stars and Stripes. Dun, dun, dun. You got that, James? See if you can find that quickly, will you? The Stars and Stripes, because that's kind of like I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy for me. Yeah? That's another one of those. Once you hear it, it sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hope Christa said, Didn't I? Who's that?
Montgomery Gentry. It's another country group who sang the song is again, about a soldier who leaves and asking the questions, you know, did I bleed enough? Mm-hmm. Did I fight hard enough? Is home still standing mm-hmm. there when I get back?
Mm. All right, here's, if he can't remember, he didn't remember Stars and Stripes, here it is. These military songs, they always, I'm sitting up straight in my chair. I want to stand up at attention. In fact, yeah. All right, so you remember this now. You may not have remembered it was called The Stars and Stripes, but you remember that tune. Okay, Donna Wagman says The Star Spangled Banner is her favorite inspirational sort of Independence Day song.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn says, not sure it would be a patriotic song, but Bruce is Born in the USA. Yeah, I think that's considered one.
Yeah, we can totally count yeah. that.
And it's, but the way he sings it, he works so hard. There was a, I was reading an article about, Paul McCartney was talking about the Beatles and what their concerts used to be like. And because when they first started coming over here, and not only in America, but elsewhere around the world when they were traveling, the audience would be screaming and yelling, so nobody could hear the music. So they'd go on for 30 or 40 minutes, and then they'd just leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says that McCartney says, these concerts these days, they go on and on and on. That's Bruce Springsteen's fault.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing, because a lot of these concerts, they have opening acts. There's the one opening
yeah.
act, or sometimes
right.
there's also an additional local opening act. Bruce is like, no, I don't need an opening act. I'm going to do the whole 3 hours
right.
myself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mine. Anyway, so that was the Springsteen song that we were talking about. 28.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A 40-year-old suspect is in custody after a shooting in southwestern Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, left 4 people dead and 2 others injured last night. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said at a news conference the suspect was armed with a semi-automatic rifle and a bulletproof vest. All of the victims in the rampage were males.
Thank God our officers were here on scene. They responded as quickly as they did. They showed, I can't even describe the level of bravery and courage that was shown, not in addition to the restraint that was also shown here.
Actor Robert De Niro says he's deeply distressed by the sudden death of his 19-year-old grandson. His daughter, Drena De Niro, said her son, Leandro, was found dead in a lower Manhattan apartment yesterday morning. Police said his friend went to check in on him after not hearing from him for several days. Police are investigating the death as a possible overdose. Lance Pry, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Today and today only. Well, not really. You can call the Doug Line any day at any time. Take this with you. Call 855-999-DOUG and join the conversation. 855-999-DOUG.
Along with Captain Goodwin, and there we saw the men and boys.
I said, yes, he's keep footing, can't you do, keep it up, can't you do, daddy. Find the music and the step, and with the girls be handy.
And then they pipe away like fun, and play on cords of fiddles, and some men ribbons red as blood all bound around the fiddles.
When I hear these songs, Jay, I can't help but being happy in the manner of speaking. It just sort of tweaks that happiness button. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service. It's Independence Day week, if you will, celebrating the success of others who had deep convictions and they wanted to be happy. Remember that old song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, then get rid of the British. Maybe the lyric line didn't quite go like
Which
that.
Which the whole situation, I mean, essentially, when you break it down, it started with the whole tax thing.
Yep. Boston Tea Party. That's it. Kiss those. And you know what? We have a lot to learn from that with all these people that are talking, we got to tax the rich, get their money. And that nonsense that becomes the battle cry of people who are ignorant, that don't understand how the country works or how business works. Without money, capital, you don't have any jobs. You have no business unless you just tax all the money from everybody and the government pays for everything, which is kind of the direction we're headed in. Don't get me started on that. Here is the story of a man who collected $3 million after his lottery ticket was stolen by a cashier.
Right?
Down in Plymouth, Massachusetts, cashed in on his winning lottery ticket last week. The winning lottery number he had went back to last January, but the store clerk stole his ticket. So how in the world...
Write his name on it? Isn't that one of the things you're supposed to
do? Do you do that? I never have done that with anything that I've ever... But it's a great idea, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah, it helps claim ownership. But and it's one of those things that I don't think many of us had ever thought about. If you win and you take it to the cashier stealing it.
Yeah. So he left it at the store accidentally. That's what really happened. And he realized that he had done that. He went back after he determined that he lost it. And the next person who bought the lottery ticket at the store saw his tickets sitting on the terminal, and he told the clerk, and the clerk then pocketed the tickets.
But wait, isn't that one of those things that the clerk wouldn't have been able to redeem it anyway? I feel like it's if you work with the lottery or you work at a store that sells, you and then your family members, none of you are eligible to win.
How are you going to know that if you take the lottery ticket to some other state or some other place? I think that's kind of the way. Anyway, this fellow, Paul Lytle, of Lakeville, Massachusetts, was the victim of the scheme. And the fellow who was the clerk was a guy named Nunez. No, it was a lady, Carly Nunez, pleaded not guilty. Of course, right. Anyway, she traveled to the lottery headquarters with another co-worker at the store to get the lottery money a couple of days after the purchase had been made by Mr. Little. And then what followed was a lot of investigating by the state police and the lottery commission and that sort of thing. And they figured it out that she had stolen the ticket. And so it was a quick pick. It was $2. And what do they do? You add a dollar for the multiplier. What is the multiplier, actually? I buy these tickets. I don't even know what it is. What is it? What's the multiplier?
It multiplies your winnings.
Thank you.
<That's good. laughs> You're welcome.
There we go. Why didn't I think of that? Does it double them? What does it make? How much bigger does it make?
It depends what the multiplier is. Because I think the multiplier is another drawn number, and then whatever that number is, that's how much it's multiplied should you win.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, this fellow's better off. Congratulations, Mr. Little, who is a boat mechanic. That neck of the woods, a lot of... boats and stuff in the harbors down there. So, good, good. I think those are the kind of stories we need to underscore. All right, so now, some teenage things going on in the news. We can't spend the whole week talking about Independence Day and Independence Week. There are other things going on. Esther Wang, 16-year-old hiker, got lost on a trail in Golden Ears Park up in British Columbia in late June. Now safe, though, healthy and happy with her family. She was part of a hiking group. She peeled off, went on her own, and got lost. Can you imagine what it would be like? Just put yourself in the position of this young lady. She's a 16-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to go off on her own. She couldn't get to the rest of the group. The rest of the group went in another direction. She yelled. She couldn't find them. They couldn't find her. So she's wandering around in this park for 4 days. No serious injuries. Yeah. She's okay. Got a lot of mosquito bites. But just put yourself there.
And her poor loved ones just so terrified for her. And it's one of those things that it's not even like you have to go a mile away from people. You can just take a couple steps to the side, take a moment. Maybe you are taking pictures. You're just taking in the scenery. And then you turn around and everybody's gone. I feel like we've all been there in crowded spaces where we just kind of stop and look at something. And then we turn around and we're like, wait, where'd my group go?
Yeah. Where is everybody? All right, this is not a good story about two 14-year-old boys who were killed in subway surfing incidents. Wow, this is something. Think about this for a second. The police identified 14-year-old Javon Frazier, who was unconscious, and he jumped onto the train platform at 33rd Street in the Queens, and the police were called in. The boys... there were a couple, I guess there's been three altogether, were found, these boys were found unresponsive, and then they died. They were surfing on the tracks or something along that line in the tunnel.
Yeah, but I think that they were unrelated incidents, too. They weren't even together.
Yeah, but imagine being that reckless that you think you can jump on the, maybe they just don't know that they're, some of them ride on top of the train cars, some of them... jump on the tracks. That's called subway surfing. Then the, you know, these are old. Most of the, if you can imagine, the subway system opened up in New York in 1904. And much of what's there now, if you ever go on the train into Penn Station, for example, and you go underground, it looks like the damn building's going to fall down around you. Because it looks, it's just they are continually updating it and rebuilding it. But for heaven's sakes, imagine 1904.
Ugh. That's just awful. Absolutely awful.
I just find, I don't know, thinking about kids.
And well, and it's like whether you hit something or you fall off. These are going at fast speeds. One of the teens was killed due to injuries sustained from falling from an elevated height. It's also not like these are always on the ground. They are on bridges and going across. It's just, it is absolutely awful.
All right, so this time of year we have a lot of people swimming. Here's the story of a 7-year-old who was saved from drowning by two other young boys in Michigan. The youngster says, they're my heroes. They were 12 and 8 years of age, the heroes. Two children saving another child from drowning. This was in Fenton, Michigan. The boys saw a young boy fall into the pool and sink like a rock to the bottom of the pool. And then they realized what was going on. They jumped into the pool to save him. The mother performed CPR. Paramedics got there, transported to the hospital. He made a full recovery. But if it hadn't been for the quick thinking of these two boys, been curtains for that 7-year-old.
Who are 12 and 8.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just incredible.
The mother gave each boy a packet of books and $100 to go on a shopping spree. Okay, yeah, listen. I think somebody's life is worth more than $100, but probably they didn't do it for the money. Other people in the news today, John Linson, homeowner, fined for having 32 trees cut down from his neighbor's property in New Jersey without a permit. Hello, you cut down trees on your neighbor's property?
Were they hanging over his yard?
Well, I think that's what happens. I've had that happen to me, frankly. But the damage caused was greater than the damage incurred. So, let's see, John is going to have to pay a $32,000 fine for the trees that he cut down. And the value of the trees to replant them could be up to $1 million or so. So, and he'd have to pay for that, too, at any rate. So,
what is the situation? Like, not having somebody else's trees cut down, but if there is a tree right by the property line and it's not well maintained, or bushes and not, they are not well maintained, and they pretty much hang over and hinder an area of your neighbor's yard. So the neighbor would be able to cut those branches?
I do it all the time. My farm, there's a fence along the driveway going into the farm, and the neighbor is not a fan of mine, and so he likes to have, you get all kinds of junk and things there. And so the trees that he's planted and encouraged to grow on my side, I cut down, just take a chainsaw and just cut them. Either at the ground level, I make sure that whatever is there is on my property, but I don't want it to be I shouldn't have to that mess on my side of the fence, right?
Absolutely.
It's wonderful to realize that there are all kinds of people in the world, some who are happy for one's success, others who are not happy, they're jealous, they think, well, if he's got it, why can't I have it? Kind of goes back to that taxation. It actually goes back to the discussion they were having off and on about the business of paying off student loans. Why should one person who happens to have had a loan, and maybe they're struggling, we get it, but why would they get special treatment? They don't deserve special treatment. And if you're going to do that for them, what's the caveat for people who don't have that liability, but a liability for a car loan, let's say? So now the government's going to pay off your car loan? Does that make sense? That makes, well, it'd be nice, but then free cars for everyone.
Rely on us more, so when the bottom drops out.
Right, exactly. You're all members of the state. There's another name in the news. This every once in a while pops up. Bill Cosby has been sued in Nevada by 9 women who claim they were drugged and assaulted by him. Is this ever going to stop? With him, I find it's sad. Much as anything else, don't you think? It's just sad.
For victims, yeah. And also begs the question, though, too, of every victim deserves justice. Real victims, not anybody who's lying about anything. Real victims deserve justice. But at the same time, when the assailant or the quote-unquote criminal is somebody, say, like, maybe nearing death or really wouldn't even withstand 3 weeks in prison because they just, their health isn't there. Mm-hmm. Is it worth it to keep pursuing just for the peace of mind for the victims? That's one of those kind of maybe a good conversation.
What do you think?
Having.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think victims deserve justice.
Mm-hmm, they sure do. And they don't always get it, frankly, because the system in some ways is rigged, as we know. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new play.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Freshness made easy with the 3 Small Spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she shed, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
For a visit on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's going to immediately get rid of my allergy problems. This is amazing. I haven't had, for the last, month and a half or so, Jay, we haven't had issues. But with the spring this year, the allergies were horrendous.
They're rough.
And it was tough even holding on to your voice. So that cleared up. And now the last couple, 3 days, Jack, it seems to have come back again. And I would look to you and your universal knowledge as to why it is that we have a return with us now to those not-so-thrilling days of yesteryear when we could hardly talk.
Well, as a proud, excuse me, as a proud
and knowledgeable
farmer.
He's doing it too.
Well, that's my... Yeah, okay. That's my cat. As a proud and knowledgeable farmer that you are,
yes,
you know that certain things that you grow come to ripeness, or whatever you want to call it, at different stages.
That's true.
Backyard gardens, different things appear at different times. That's why we plant them at different times. Well, in nature, it's the same thing. Certain things that you might have an allergy to may not show up at the same time a bunch of other pollen types, species are floating through the atmosphere that you're not sensitive to. And then the one you're suddenly sensitive to suddenly is out there in the air, which is why you can be perfectly fine up till now, and then suddenly you're going nuts. You have Antrinex, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Antrinex.
Yes,
yeah. Well, take three of those about every 3 or 4 hours.
And call you in the morning?
And then, yeah, yes, go back to sleep and call me in the morning. No, that's one of the best things for... allergies. It's a natural antihistamine. It's the only food-based antihistamine that we know of. Something Japanese discovered back in the first decade of the previous century. And
Antrinex, a standard process product that you can get, by the way, from Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com or also JackStockwell.com. Dr. Jack offers a roadmap for avoiding the destructive stuff that goes on in your body because you don't take care of your body. And an example of his analysis is a new finding about turkey tail mushrooms. I have never heard of turkey tail mushrooms. You okay? Sounds like somebody's coughing through their ears here.
Oh, sorry. I just watered down the wrong pipe.
All right.
I had a drink. All right. Yeah. All right. There are a lot of different kinds of drinks that are alternatives to coffee and herbal drinks. And all of a sudden, lion's mane and turkey tail mushroom is really playing big in the natural healthcare area because of its anti-cancer capabilities. But particularly turkey tail. And if you Google turkey tail and look up images, you'll recognize it immediately. Almost every forest has turkey tail.
It's a fan out.
It's a beautiful looking thing. Well, a lot of studies that have been done and published recently, a cellular physiology and biochemistry noticed the effect of turkey tail mushroom on breast cancer all the way up through stage 3 of reversing. Wow. Of reversing breast cancer from stage 1 to stage 3 with the increased possibility of tumor shrinkage because it boosts the immune system. Now, what are the causative factors in there? Of course, they're studying this like crazy because they want to try and make some drug that does the same thing, which is impossible, but they'll try and do it anyway.
Yeah.
But if you have coffee in the morning or if you have some kind of teas or something, you can get turkey tail either in capsules or you can get it as a powder and add it to your drink. And it is, it's really catching on. It can be in soups, it can be in stews, it can be in sauces, just, you know, finely chopped up or ground dried turkey tail mushrooms. And then, like I said, capsules or powders there, and also a tea.
How does it rate with turmeric when it comes to fighting cancer and cancer cells?
Turkey tail kind of has a specific targeted effect. Turmeric has just wonderful possibilities of what it can do throughout the entire body, not the least of which is that the anti-inflammatory effect that it has.
Right.
And so when I'm dealing with somebody who's in an inflammatory state, we're always using boswellia and turmeric. I like turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
But or if you eat a lot of Indian food, with curry, you're getting turmeric there anyway.
So these, again, are products that come from Standard products. Boswellia, I think I have some of that laying around as well.
Yeah, Boswellia and Turmeric Forte.
Right.
Both of
all
which
right.
Available at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
And find Jack at GoodDayHealthShow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. All that good stuff, courtesy of him and his knowledge. And there's plenty of it. He's got a big brain, that guy. Jack and Doug and Jay, 59 after the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.